Bunty, there's no doubt about it, you're still the master. What a wonderful talk you've woven for us. Obviously fascinating starting a talk on looking a little way ahead by going back 2,500 years. But you could see what Bunty was doing. He was just weaving so many different things together, and so that by the time he did look just about a year ahead and not really tell us what he was seeing, well, it had a tremendous impact, and we saw very, very clearly, very deeply where he was tending, where he was going. There's just no doubt about it, Bunty, that you opened up to us tonight again, as you've done so many times before, the spiritual vision that animates us. I'm not going to attempt any sort of summary or bringing out points or anything like that. It'd be quite otiose. And I think all I can say is that we really need to go through that talk again. We've heard it, but Bunty put so much into his talk. He wove together so many strands. Many of the strands were quite familiar to us, but because they're woven together in the particular way that he did, I think there's a great deal for us to get from them. So I very strongly recommend that everybody takes the opportunity to go through that talk and to discuss it, to think about it. Maybe it's something we should be doing in chapters. Bunty speaks to us so rarely now, but when he does, he puts such weight into what he has to say. And even though he took us back so far and looked such a short distance ahead, clearly what he had to say in that regard was of the greatest importance to us. I think what rings in my ears more than anything is those words about the struggles to come. I suppose, well, we've all been learning that lesson for many years, but even more over the last years. And there's little doubt that what we're doing is going to arouse great opposition. In India, especially at the moment, we're finding that opposition is getting greater. And it does take tremendous courage. And I'm very grateful to Bunty for giving us, well, that exhortation to face the situation that comes. And that exhortation to face it in the only way we can, which is moving from effective to real, going for refuge. So thank you very much indeed, Bunty, for a wonderful talk, so rich, so full, one which we will, I'm sure, think about, reflect upon, and practice. So it is quite late now, and everybody takes quite a long time to get to the shrine room, I have to say. So I think probably what we'll do is let Bunty leave, if he wants to, and I'm going to ask some of the Indian Dhammacharis and Dhammacharinis to come forward and lead us in the recitation of the refuges and precepts in the style that it's done in India, and then conclude with the last Vandana. So please, everybody, just stay here. Let's just give Bunty one last hand and see him out of the room.